creative with the table settings, and you know, they like, and I like them to be a little eclectic. You know, it's one thing to set a table with dishes that all match, but when you can mix and match them and still make it pretty, it's fun. You know, so now they do it. I'm fine with it.
How many employees do you have here at the inn?
We have, as we've grown, and Ed has added other buildings and businesses to what we do. We have a full-time handyman, and we have, and I have in recent years backed off working at the B&B because I've developed another business that I'll tell you about in a minute. And I was getting tired of working from the time I got up to the time I went to bed as I'm growing older. And so my sister and her husband moved into the inn, and they now live here. And Ed and I have moved out and have another home outside of the B&B. And that happened about three to four years ago. So my sister is the innkeeper now, and so she is also an employee of ours. And we have a full-time, year-round innkeeper. I mean, I should say housekeeper. And in the summertime, we add about two more housekeepers to our staff. So, and everybody works as a team to get done what we need to get done here. And even Mary, who's our wonderful young housekeeper, will someday go on to another career of her own. But for now, she's doing this, and she does a great job. But she also helps make muffins and, you know, helps and serves breakfast and helps us clean up the kitchen afterward and does laundry. And so, you know, it's a team effort to keep the place going.
So I know you have a cake decorating business as well. When did you get started with that?
Well, about when Ed and I got married, I made our wedding cake. And when some of our children were starting to get married, I also made their, I've made all the wedding, the family wedding cakes. And I've always done cake decorating. Even when my children were little, I enjoyed making interesting special cakes for their birthdays, usually theme-oriented. And I remember when my oldest son was 5 years old, I made him a train cake. And it had, you know, all, it had the engine and the, you know, and the caboose and all the ones in between. And my mother also was extremely talented artistically. And I think that I and my sister as well have, and all of my siblings have an artistic ability. And so it was really the art part of it that I liked. And I do art too. I'm an amateur artist. So what I like about the cake decorating is the art part of it. So I made cakes, and I made them when I lived in New Jersey as well. And I used to give wedding cakes as gifts to friends. If I was invited to a wedding and they asked me to make the wedding cake, it would be my gift to them. And I did that. And when, even though I was working as a nurse. And then when I moved here, I knew I had the capability of making cakes, but I knew there were other people around here who made cakes too. And I think you have to be careful when you move to a community like this, a small community like this, not to step on other people's toes. So I just kind of kept that cake thing to myself. And when we opened the B&B, and I had my hands full working at the B&B too. So, but I still occasionally gave cakes to friends. And I delivered several of them, including my own wedding cake and my children's wedding cakes, to the Otisaga when we had parties there. And the Otisaga finally called me one day, and this is about 15 years ago, and said, would you mind if we recommend you? Because we like your cakes a lot. And I thought, well, I guess so, sure. It's all right. And that's really how my business got started. When I first started making cakes, I strictly did it for the Otisalga. And then little by little, word gets around in a small town. And some of the caterers knew that I made cakes and started to recommend me to people. And I've continued to do that. And my cake business has grown by leaps and bounds over the years. And I'm pretty busy with cake. I mean, I actually have been busy every single week this year, and it's now Thanksgiving, and I thought that I would be way done with cakes, and I'm still making cakes every week. So that's how my cake business started, just by inches, I guess you could say. And I'm flattered that people like my cake, and you know, keep coming to me. I am getting a little tired, though.
Yeah.
I make my cakes here at the inn, and they're busy in the morning with breakfast, so I can't really get in here until at least noon to start my baking and my cake decorating. And in my busy season, I end up working quite late at night, and I think I'm just getting a little bit too old now to keep the hours that I sometimes keep. So I am thinking seriously about cutting back, finding. I'd actually like to find someone who has an interest in the cake business to start to work with that person and help them to develop a business. So that I can start to back off a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So how do you manage to keep up with everything that you do?
Well, a few years ago, as my cake business was growing, I did say to Ed that I was getting a little tired of the B&B business. And I think that when you get tired in the B&B business, it's good to recognize that and it's good to think about whether you should continue in the business because, you know, attitude counts a lot, you know, when you're in this business. You have to always be on for your guests, and you have to be cheerful and, you know, energetic. And, you know, when you see a guest come in the house and you start hiding in the kitchen, that's when you know you shouldn't be doing this. And I had said to Anna, I mean, I think it's a great business. I still think it's a great business, and I would recommend it to anybody who likes hospitality. But I knew I was tired. But Ed is still happy in this business and doesn't really want to end this business or sell the business. So he's not ready. And he told me that. He said, you know, if you're tired, it's perfectly all right to back off. And that's when we had my sister come in and do the everyday work for the B&B. And it's not still that when needed, I might greet a guest or I might answer the phone if there's no one else to answer it. But basically, I don't have a full-time responsibility here anymore, and it's good for me because now I have a full-time responsibility with my cake business. As I said, you know, in my life, I eliminate some things and then very quickly something else takes its place, so I'll always be a busy person.
Is there anything else you'd like to do after the cake decorating winds down?
I think at this point in my life, I would like more free time. I do like to do art. I have always done art. I've actually even taught art a little bit. I'm a self-taught artist, but I do love it, and I like to share it with other people. So I do a little bit of folk art. I do a little bit of landscape. I've taken lots of art lessons. Even up till now, I still will join a class once in a while and do it. And I would like to have more time to do art at my leisure. And now that we have all these grandchildren, I would like the flexibility of being able to visit when I want. So I guess I have to say that at my age now, 71, that I am ready to be at least semi-retired and be able to have the flexibility of my time and do more enjoyable things.
Yeah.
Not that I don't enjoy what I do. I do, actually. I always have.
So is there anything else you'd like to talk about that we haven't covered?
Well, let's see. I've told you my whole life story. I've told you about my my businesses, the things that I've been involved with all my life. My parents, I have had the fortunate opportunity to have my parents live long lives and have them with me until I was well into the age I am now. My dad passed away a year ago, last July, and I was already 70 years old. So, I mean, how many people can say that? Being a nurse, I always wanted to have the opportunity to take care of my own parents when that time came. And over the years, I have taken care of other relatives who have needed my help as a nurse. And when I was still married to my first husband, I took care of his mother until she died. And right after Ed and I were married, his dad, who was widowed at the time, became unable to live by himself. And so in the first year of our marriage, we took his dad in to live with us. And he actually was still with us when we opened the B&B and lived with us the first year that we were in business. And I took care of him until he died. And then a few years later, I had my mother's sister, who never had any children of her own, became unable. She was in her 90s, and she was unable to live alone in Staten Island. And I was contacted when she became ill, and Ed and I decided to take her in to live with us. And so Aunt Edna lived with us until she died. And then she died in 2006, and then in 2008, my mom died in Florida, and my dad was left alone. And within that year, he also became ill. And so we took him here. By that time, my sister was here with us, too. And so my sister and I went to Florida and packed him up and brought him here. And he lived with us for 2 years until he died. So when I became a nurse, I always wanted the privilege of taking care of my own parents. And so I opened myself up to taking care of my spouse's parents as well. And then my Aunt Edna too, because I didn't want anyone to object when I wanted to take care of my own parents. And I was able to take care of my father, and that made me very happy. And so he died here with us too. And I guess if I had to analyze my life or my personality, I would say that I like the role of a caregiver, and I did it in nursing, and I also did it in this business, because in the hospitality business, you're still doing caregiving in a different way from nursing. So that's what I like. We had I went to this to a baby shower for my niece over the weekend, and if you've ever been to a shower of any kind, you know they like to play games at the shower. And so when we all first came in to my sister-in-law's home, they pasted my niece, whose sister is having the baby, pasted a sticky note on the back of every guest who walked in the house. And it was all about this game about famous mothers. And so we had sticky notes on our backs, and it was up to us to ask other guests questions about the mother who was on our back to find out who we were. And so we were all asking each other questions about who was the mother who was sticky, whose name was on our back. And I turned out to be Queen Elizabeth. I wanted to be Mother Teresa, but my sister-in-law, who's also a nurse, was Mother Teresa. And I had to keep asking these questions about, well, was she alive or was she dead? You know, was she older or was she young? Was she an American? You know, was she a movie star? Was she, you know, you ask all these questions until you finally figure it out. And the one thing that they said was that, I said, was she a politician? Well, not exactly, was the answer. And they said, but she is in charge. And I'm thinking, okay. Now, they used to call me Marge in Charge. My siblings would call me Marge in Charge. I didn't particularly like that label. But they said, and I finally guessed that it was Queen Elizabeth. So anyway, that was kind of fun. But I think being the oldest child in my family, and now I have one aunt left in the generation that was before me. So my siblings and in-law family and grandchildren are all looking at me as kind of, in some ways, the family matriarch, and my cousins too. So I have a very big family. So I guess that's who I am. I'm not sure I want that title, but my mother would say if she were here that I did always like running the show. So
well, I guess that'll be the next job that you have afterwards.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know if I want a lot of responsibility anymore. I just want to enjoy my life. And I do expect, you never know. Every day I tell myself, one never knows how long their life will be. I have my next youngest sibling, my brother George, died at the age of 57 of pancreatic cancer. And yet my parents lived, my mom into her late 80s and my dad into his 90s. So I fully expect that I probably will live that long. But you never know, do you?
No.
No? So you have to live your life like this could be the last day of your life, as they say.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me.
I hope I didn't... I feel like I talked too much, but I guess that's what you're here for, to hear me talk.
That's exactly. This one is all about you.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.